Fletchy. Come on.
What about using a word like nary or not a one or ne'er a one? Have you ever used that or heard it used?
Not a one.
Not a one. Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, "Why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it."
Okay. Someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, "That's all right. I didn't like it."
Anyway.
A crying child might say, "He was eating candy and didn't give me
any."
I want you to tell me just a little bit about what you did when you were growing up. For instance, after you worked all day and it started to get dark at night, what type of things did you do as a family?
Well, I'd get the night chores all done, and we'd go in and have supper. It was just Mom and Daddy and I. And after supper and the dishes was done, we'd all take. After we'd get our baths, Mom would read the Bible and she would have prayer, and we'd go to bed. And next morning, get up 4:30 and 5 o'clock, and Daddy would feed the stock all up while Mama fixed breakfast. And our day's work would start.
Most of the night you'd sit around as a family?
We'd sit around as a family and talk, and then Mom would have prayer, and we'd go to bed.
What kind of things would you talk about?
Well, they'd talk about the events of the day. They'd read the paper and talk about the events, you know, they'd read in the paper, and first one thing and another.
Did the radio come in and change your life very much?
We didn't know what a radio was when I was growing up. Uh-huh. First radio we had was when 44 years ago when Marie was a baby.
So actually in your immediate family you didn't have
a radio? When I was growing up we didn't have a radio.
If you're talking about a child being spoiled like a little boy, you might say that when he grows up he'll have his trouble. If you're comparing something that he's doing, you might say that probably he's going to have trouble, or you might say he'll have his trouble more than
anyone else.
Would you say you would say something about that he would have his trouble
like as not?
Okay. If you're talking about trenches that are cut by a plow, you might call them what?
Furrows.
Alright. If you talk about raising a big something of wheat, you would say you raised a big
field
of wheat.
Uh-huh.
Would you call it anything else besides a field?
Harvested a heap, lots of wheat.
Okay. If you have a good yield, let's say, and you might say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and tree on the land, you say you did what to it?
Clear it.
If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say we just did what to it? You said cleared, I think.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it, I've heard you use the term doing something to the land to clear it off?
Bush hog.
Bush hogging, is that actually clearing land?
Uh-huh.
What do you do when you bush hog something?
You take up every tree that's on the land and pile it, and it's just as clean as it can be when the bush hog gets through. You bush hog it, and then you take the, not a tractor, a caterpillar, and push off all the trees and everything, and it's ready for plowing when you get it all cleared off.
Is the bush hog actually the way you do it, or what's done to
the caterpillar is what you push it off with.
So that
the bush hog just more or less is like a lawnmower.